Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
It's Consumer Watch time now with Wendy Nola. And with that, we say, hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Good to be with you.
So, I've been dying to have this conversation with you because every retailer's nightmare happened this week. Pioneer Foods recalled about 270,000 cans of its liquid fruit grapefruit after three consumers reported finding small glass shards in their cans, only to discover that the glass was, in fact, harmless cream of tartar crystals. Can you speak to us as a consumer expert about what caused the panic in the first place?
Okay, so it's a manufacturer's worst nightmare. It becomes only problematic for retailers when they have all these people coming in wanting to return their products and is it the right batch and all that. But essentially, so three consumers, only one of which still had a sample of the juice, said that they found particles, shards, call it what you want, of what looked like glass. Obviously, that's about the biggest worry you can have, other than something like cyanide. But the thought of glass particles going down your throat or that of your child is, you know, very scary. So one of these three, it was all the same batch, 270,000 cans, most of which, it must be said, when the alarm was raised at the weekend, about two-thirds of that stock was still sitting in Pioneer Foods warehouses or distribution centers, right? And the rest, that other third, was in retail and had to be pulled off shelf. So they took the decision because, you know, as a responsible manufacturer, you don't wait until you get absolute 100% confirmation when something like that happens. It looked like glass. They weren't prepared to take a risk, so they instituted the recall. You have to, there's a process, you have to go to the National Consumer Commission and all of this. And meanwhile, an independent lab in Stellenbosch was busy analyzing what are these crystals. And as it turns out, the chemical name is potassium bitartrate crystals. It's a naturally occurring substance in products made from grapes, such as grape juice and wine. It's also naturally occurring in bananas, I believe. And under certain conditions, either slightly too much for whatever reason, or low temperatures, which would fit with the winter that the Cape's been having, after cannings, in other words, after it left the factory, in the cans, in the distribution centers or whatever, the warehouses, these crystals formed. So the good news is it's harmless, non-toxic, naturally occurring substance. We use it, a form of it, in baking. It's known as cream of tartar, so that will help people understand what it is. But they're still doing the recall because they're saying those crystals shouldn't be there. And if there's a particularly sharp one and it doesn't dissolve in time, it could actually cause damage to somebody's throat. So they're carrying on with it. But the good news is it's not quite as bad as they thought it was.
So
this is a huge product, Dan. So, it was quite a big story.
Now, as a consumer expert, we're glad that there will be no physical damage as a result of this. But what about the reputational damage? I mean, it's very easy to start a fire. It's hard to put out a fire.
Very well said. So I think, Pioneer Foods can be commended because they weren't sure it was glass, but they thought, they can't put any more consumers at risk, so they have to do the recall. And yes, it comes at great cost, and it comes at great risk of reputational damage. I was following the comments on social media, and it was, these companies have got such low standards, and they're killing us, and the whole sort of, now as if 2020 hasn't killed us enough, now we must have glass-containing liquid fruit. And, it's an obvious, it's a predictable, natural, I suppose, response. But they didn't really have a choice if they were, as a reputable retailer. And I suppose there is a sense of, the recall has to go on, and I suppose there's a sense of relief, at least, that it wasn't some awful, something awful that went wrong in their factory. It's in the series. That they now need to do a huge investigation on or whatever. It is natural, but, I shouldn't be there. So, they didn't really have a choice that way. You can't.
But
I spoke to the CEO this morning, Darren, and he said, I've looked at the sample, and then, of course, they went to all their stocks in the warehouse, and he said they all the ones he saw had it. And he said, I don't blame consumers for thinking it was glass. It does look very, very much like glass particles.
You know, it's like it is amazing how one sort of like observation can get an entire sort of multinational business and the entire operations team and marketing team and CEOs and everybody to get together to put out this fire. And it turns out, you know, it was just this. Don't worry, nobody panic. Back to normal. But I suppose the message you want to put out there is no danger. You can now still enjoy your liquid fruit, even if you have to choose the grape flavor. It's been a hot topic throughout lockdown, and I'm not talking about surfing, how the various gym companies treated their clients during the 5 months that they were unable to open. So we've received tons of messages and questions about people saying that they're still being debited for something that they simply can't afford and were not even able to use. Where are we with this problem at the moment, Wendy?
Okay, so there were a number of scenarios, Darren. So we had some gyms that didn't communicate with their members at all and just carried on debiting them. Some that said, we have to carry on debiting you, but we'll give you, we'll upgrade your membership when we can open, and we'll give you some free months at the end of your contract, which was great for those that wanted to renew their contract, but not so great for those that were just waiting for the contract to get to its end so that they could cancel and move on. And then we had the Virgin Active, Planet Fitness, and several others that that stopped debiting throughout the month they were closed. Virgin Active just let people pick up where they left off, or to carry on, allowed them to carry on treating their membership, I think, until the end of October. Planet Fitness, I've discovered, didn't debit, but they said for people that now wanted to cancel, they said, oh no, your contract is now 5 months longer. You're locked in for another 5 months, the 5 months of lockdown. So I put all these scenarios to the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud, because it's that office that would field complaints about unfair treatment, because the Consumer Protection Act governs all these things. So the Ombud herself, Mukhati Mpahlele, said the gyms seem to have treated the period of lockdown as an interruption of the fixed term, this is some gyms, which resulted in the deferral of the parties' rights and obligations under the agreement. Now that lockdown has been relaxed, they want to extend, as I've just said in the case of Planet Fitness, the existing contracts by the number of months that they had to be closed. This is the important part. While this might in itself not be wrong in the context of a pandemic and a forced lockdown, we are of the view that this extension is a notifiable change, since the consumer could not have necessarily contemplated what the implications of freezing their contracts could have been. So in other words, if they didn't say to you when they stopped debiting, actually, please understand that however many months we don't debit you for while we're closed, this is going to add on to your contract and you'll be now legally obliged to honor the contract for an extra 5 months. They didn't tell you they shouldn't be doing it. So if that happened to you, you would have a valid complaint with the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud. If a gym, again, anything they did, offering to extend the contract, that all would have had to be subject to advance notification. And if the consumer did not want to the agreement to continue beyond expiry, they would be entitled to a refund of the months they paid and didn't use. So all those gyms, and there were a lot of them, they'd said, no, we won't, we'll continue to debit you, but don't worry, we're going to add these months to the end of your contract. If you don't want the contract to your existing contract to continue, you're entitled to 5 months debit orders back. I just wanted to get that out there because it's going to affect many, many listeners. And if you have any problems with that, if your gym says no, this information will be on the blog, so you can refer to
you
it.
You just go to the website, open it up, and show that to the gym.
Yeah, they let me know what the response is, and we can do a nice follow-up on East Coast Radio.
Yeah, well, worst case scenario, when you're at the gym, you just say, I know Wendy Nola. It works. You'd be amazed how many times I've used that. But you can get a hold of Wendy directly on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer, and there is a mail option there. Thank you, Wendy.